जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस एसी भक्ति वेदांत स्वामी शील प्रभुपाद की जय ओम विष्णुपाद परमहंस परिव्राजगाचार्य अष्टोत्तरशत श्रीमद् हिज डिवाइन ग्रेस भक्ति सिद्धांत सरस्वती गोस्वामी महाराज शील प्रभुपाद की अनंत कोटि वैष्णव वृंद की ISKCON Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada ki Grantarashimam Bhagavatam ki Itai Gaura Premanandi. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to the assembled devotees. O glories to Shishi Guru and Shri Gauranga. ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय Reading from Srimad Bhagavatam Canto 10 entitled The Summon Bone on Chapter 2, entitled Prayers of the Demigods of for Krishna in the Womb, text number 36.
Nana marupe guna jamma karma bhir nirupita vyetavatasya shakshina Mano vacho bhyam anumeya bartmano Deva krija jan pratijantya thapihi Nanamarupe guna jamma karma bhir Nirupita bhetava tasya shakshina Mano vacho bhyan anumeya bhatmano Deva krija jan pratijantya thapihi Nanamarupe guna jamma karma bhir Nirupita bhetava tasya shakshina Mano vacho bhyan anumeya bhatmano Deva krija jan pratijantya thapihi
Please chant.
na nat namarupe.
The name and form,
guna,
with attributes,
jamma, appearance,
karma bihi,
activities or pastimes,
nirupitavye,
are not able to be ascertained,
tava,
your,
tasya,
of him,
shakshinaha,
who is in the direct observer,
manaha,
of the mind,
vachobhyam,
words,
anumeya,
hypothesis,
bradmanaha,
the path,
deva,
O Lord,
kriyayam,
in devotional activities,
pratijanti,
they realize,
atha api,
still,
he,
indeed,
you can be realized by the devotees.
Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.
O Lord, your transcendental name and form are not ascertained by those who merely speculate on the path of imagination.
Your name, form, and attributes can be ascertained only through devotional service.
Purport.
As stated in the Padma Purana,
Ata Sri Krishna Namani,
Nabhavet Grahyan Indriya,
Shevam Mukhe Hijivado, Swayam Eva Spuradiyada.
Quote,
one cannot understand the transcendental nature of the name, form, quality, and pastimes of Sri Krishna through one's materially contaminated senses. Only when one becomes spiritually saturated by transcendental service to the Lord are the transcendental name, form, quality, and pastimes of the Lord revealed to him. End of quote.
Since Krishna and his transcendental name, form, and activities are all of a transcendental nature, ordinary persons or those who are only slightly advanced cannot understand them.
Even big scholars who are non-devotees think that Krishna is fictitious.
Yet, although so-called scholars and commentators do not believe that Krishna was factually a historical person whose presence on the battlefield Kurukshetra is recorded in the history of Mahabharata, they felt compelled to write commentaries on Bhagavad Gita and other historical records.
Sevam mukhe hijivado swayam eva spuradiyatha.
Krishna's transcendental name, form, attributes, and activities can be revealed only when one engages in his service in full consciousness.
This confirms Krishna's own words in Bhagavad Gita 18:55.
Bhaktyamam abhijanati javan jas chasmi tattvataha tatoman tattvato gyatva vishate tat anantaram.
Quote,
one can understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead as He is only by devotional service. And when one is in full consciousness of the Supreme Lord by such devotion, he can enter the kingdom of God.
End of quote.
Only by seven mukha, by engaging oneself in the Lord's service, one can realize the name, form, and qualities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead.
Quote,
O Lord, the demigod said,
quote,
the impersonalists who are non-devotees cannot understand that your name is identical with your form.
End of quote.
Since the Lord is absolute, there is no difference between his name and his actual form. In the material world, there is a difference between form and name. The mango fruit is different from the name of the mango. One cannot taste the mango fruit simply by chanting mango, mango, mango. But the devotee who knows that there is no difference between the name and the form of the Lord chants Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And he realizes, and he realized that he is always in Krishna's company. For persons who are not very advanced in absolute knowledge of the Supreme, Lord Krishna exhibits his transcendental pastimes. They can simply think of the pastimes of the Lord and get the full benefit. Since there is no difference between the transcendental pastimes and the form of the Lord. For those who are less intelligent, like women, laborers, or the mercantile class, the great sage Vyasadeva wrote Mahabharata. In the Mahabharata, Krishna is present in different activities. Mahabharata is history, and simply by studying, hearing, and memorizing the transcendental activities of Krishna, the less intelligent can also gradually rise to the standard of pure devotees. The pure devotees who are always absorbed in the thought of the transcendental lotus feet of Krishna, and who are always engaged in devotional service in full Krishna consciousness, are never to be considered to be in the material world. Srila Rupa Goswami has explained that those who are always engaged in Krishna consciousness by body, mind, and activities are to be considered liberated even within this body. This is also confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Those who are engaged in devotional service of the Lord have already transcended a material position. Krishna appears in order to give a chance to both the devotees and the non-devotees for realizing the ultimate goal of life. The devotees can get the direct chance to see Him and worship Him. Those who are not on that platform get a chance to become acquainted with His activities and thus become elevated to the same position. The Brahma Samhita 5.38 says, Premanjana Churita Bhakti Vilochanena Shantashadaiva Hidayesha Viloka Janti Jan Shama Sundaram Achintya Guna Swarupam Govindam Adipurusham Tamaham Bhajami. Although Krishna's transcendental form is presented as black, devotees who are in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead appreciate the Lord as Shama Sundara, having a very beautiful blackish form. The Lord's form is so beautiful that the Brahma Samhita 5.30 also states, Benunkanantanarabindana dalaya taksham barhavatam samasitam buddhasundarangam kandarpakottikamaniya vishesha shobam govindam adipurusham tamaham bhajami. Quote, I worship Govinda, the primeval Lord, who plays on his transcendental flute. His eyes are like lotus flower. He is decorated with peacock plumes, and his bodily color resembles the color of a fresh black cloud. Although his bodily features are more beautiful than millions of cupids. End of quote. This beauty of the Supreme Lord can be seen by devotees who are in love with him. Devotees whose eyes are anointed with love of Godhead. Premanjana Churito Bhakti Vilochanena. The Lord is also known as Giridhari or Giribharadhari because Krishna, for the sake of his devotees, lifted Govardhan Hill. The devotees appreciate the Lord's inconceivable strength. But non-devotees, in spite of directly perceiving the Lord's inconceivable strength and power, regard the Lord's activities as fictitious. This is the difference between a devotee and a non-devotee. Non-devotees cannot give any nomenclature for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, yet the Lord is known as Shyamasundara and Giridhari. Similarly, the Lord is known as Devakinandana and Yasodanandana because he has accepted the role of the son of Mother Devaki and Mother Yasoda. He is known as Gopal because he enjoys the sports of maintaining the cows and calf. Therefore, although he has no mundane name, he is addressed by devotees as Devakinandana, Yasodanandana, Gopal, Shama and Shyamasundara. These are all transcendental names that only devotees can appreciate and non-devotees cannot. The history of Krishna, the person, has been openly seen by everyone, yet only those who are in love with the Supreme Personality of Godhead can appreciate this history. Whether non-devotees who have not developed their loving qualities think that the activities, form, and attributes of the Supreme Personality of Godhead are fictitious. Therefore, this verse explains, Nanama rupe guna janma karma bhir nirupita bhye tavatasya shakshina. In this connection, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has given the example that persons suffering from jaundice cannot taste the sweetness of sugar candy. Although everyone knows that sugar candy is sweet, similarly, because of the material disease, non-devotees cannot understand the transcendental name, form, attributes, and activities of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, although they actually see the lower activities, either through authority or through history. The Puranas are all authentic histories, but non-devotees cannot understand them, especially Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the essence of Vedic knowledge. Non-devotees cannot understand even the preliminary study of transcendental knowledge, Bhagavad Gita. They simply speculate and present commentaries with absurd distortions. In conclusion, unless one elevates himself to the transcendental platform by practicing bhakti yoga, one cannot understand the Supreme Personality of Godhead or his name, form, attributes, or activities. But if by chance, by the association of devotees, one can actually understand the Lord and his features, one immediately becomes a liberated person. As Lord says in Bhagavad Gita 4:9, Janma karma chame divyam evan yo veti tattvataha tyakta deham punar janma naiti man eti sarjuna. Quote, one who knows the transcendental nature of my appearance and activities does not, upon leaving the body, takes birth in this material world, but obtains my eternal abode, O Arjuna. End of quote. Srila Rupa Goswami has therefore said that by affection and love for the Supreme Personality of Godhead, devotees can express their mind to him with their words. Others, however, cannot do this, as confirmed in Bhagavad Gita. Bhaktyaman abhijanati javan jas chasmi tattvataha. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Jananjana Shalakaja Chakshur Ummilitam Jena Tasmai Sri Guruve Namaha. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Rupa Swami. Namo Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Iti Namine. Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Pashyati Adeshatarine. Vanchakalpataruvyasya kripasindubhyaivacha patitanam pavanevyo vaishnavevyo namo namaha. The demigods are appreciating this extraordinary
moment or situation or this extraordinary time in the universal history in which Krishna appears, Swayam Bhagavan Krishna appears in this world. In the big picture, it is explained that Krishna appears personally once in the day of Brahma. So once in 1,000, a kalpa is 1,000 cycles of the four yugas. And that also includes the night of Brahma, right? So it will be two of those combined. From the perspective of Krishna, it's business as usual. You know, you go and come to the material world pretty consistently. From our perspective, it's a very rare occurrence. Also from the perspectives of the demigods, it's a rare occurrence. And they're praying to the Lord within the womb of Devaki, Mother Devaki. And they're appreciating the purpose of the personality of Godhead appearing in this world, which he doesn't have to do. So they appreciate very much that although he doesn't have to do that, in order to maintain, in order to manage the whole creation, in order even to achieve his purpose, he doesn't have to do that. He can perfectly control this whole material situation by his energies. But the demigods, they appreciate that he does come. He does come to personally take care of business. And what is that business? The business of the personality of Godhead is to claim back the conditioned souls that are, as in Prabhupada's words, rotting in this material world. He does that by performing his wonderful activities that are very attractive. But then one specific thing that the demigods are highlighting is that by him coming, it becomes clear. It is recorded and becomes clear, it's accessible, that who is God and what is his attributes. So then there is no confusion. There is actually a recorded material of how God looks like, what is his name, what is his activities, what is his mood, etc., etc. So then there is no room for speculation. There is no room for confusion. It's there. So Krishna provides that. The demigods appreciated also that he not only provides a display for this world, for conditioned souls in this world, of his activities and his personality, but he also provides the means to understand him.
So the demigods appreciate the series of verses of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. Demigods appreciated the positions of those who are devotees of the Lord, who take shelters of his lotus feet, and who basically provides that they share with the common people, with conditioned souls, about this process of taking shelter of the lotus feet of the Lord. So, without that, they basically say in the next verse, we continue reading, without him doing that, what is the possibility of the world understanding or having the possibility of understanding the personality of Godhead? So it's a display of Krishna's kindness and mercy that he does that. He is personally involved. He's very personally involved. He's very invested in the purpose that he has to actually bring us back home, back to Godhead. Prabhupada explains that you know, Krishna's desire to bring us back is great, is very big. It's like a parent trying to rescue his troubled child. That type of desire. So but it's also understood demigods are making a distinction, or actually explaining that you can only understand this truth by devotional service. When you are under the shelter of devotional service. It's an exclusive thing. Therefore, Krishna explains that this knowledge of devotional service, which is the only means to actually access the understanding to the personality of Godhead as it is a great secret. Is Rajaguhyam. Rajaguhyam is a supreme secret. It's a great secret. It's very, the word that is used is what is confidential. Very confidential. Supremely confidential. So it's not open for everybody. Although it's there for everybody, they have to have this requirement. And Krishna qualifies what is the quality that is required. And the word that he uses is anusuyave, which means non-envious. Non-envious. Which sounds, you know, sort of simple, but it is very profound, because it's a quality that is ingrained in every conditioned soul. Sometimes my spiritual master said that just by having one of these bodies is a stamp that says, I'm envious of Krishna. So, so If by nature we have envy, then what is the possibility that we have to understand or to come to the position of not being envious, to accept Krishna, to embrace the process of loving devotion to Krishna? So there is no possibility. And that's when the Lord comes. That's what the Lord provides, this whole, his pastimes. He makes himself accessible. And he not only makes himself accessible, for he basically creates a whole system that allows that for people to come, people to actually be able to have access to that. And that's where the class that His Holiness Rupa Swami gave on the two verses of the process that has been left behind by the great sages, by the devotees, the taking shelter of the lotus feet of Krishna. It was very, very nice. The point that he made was that that by the devotees one have access to this process of taking shelter. And so by the devotees, the representatives, the pure devotees, we receive all the things that Krishna has provided. What are the things that Krishna has provided? He has provided Srimad Bhagavatam. He has provided his deity form. He has provided his holy name, his activities, his pastimes, like that. So, when we hear in the pastimes of Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya met with Ramananda Roy in Kanpur, Lord Chaitanya asked Ramananda Roy to please speak some verses about the ultimate goal of life. And Ramananda Roy started to recite verses that Lord Chaitanya started to reject as bahya, or external. Not wrong, but there is something superior. He wanted to hear the ultimate. So Ramananda Roy explains first about following the rules and regulations of Vanashram. And by that, one can actually please the personality of Godhead. Now, take into consideration that in this discussion, everything was focused on, it was under the umbrella of devotion to Krishna. Because the goal was established from the very beginning. The goal is to please the personality of Godhead. So there is verses that explains about that in different levels. And Lord Chaitanya wanted to go to the ultimate level. So, by Vanashram Dharma, by following the rules and regulations, one can please the personality of God. He quoted one verse like that. Lord Chaitanya says, external, go further. Then he says, you know, whatever you do, he quoted Jagat Snosi Jat Juhosi. How's it go? That verse that whatever you do, whatever you eat, whatever you offer, you do as an offer to me. You know, that's sort of, for us, it's almost a guide, you know, of how to live one's life in Krishna consciousness. Lord Chaitanya says, still external. Go further. And then he quoted, I believe he quoted, then I think Sarva Dharma Parityaja. that surrender exclusively to Krishna. And Lord Chaitanya still says external, go further. And then he quoted, I think, that Brahma Bhuta Prasadatma Nasochati Nakanchati, that the process of abandoning all type of prescribed duties and simply not having any hankering and desires and obtaining the platform of a spiritual happiness, Brahma Bhuta, then at that moment one can actually start to engage in devotional service. And Lord Chaitanya saying, no, go further. And then he quoted this famous verse in which basically tell us further, or give us an understanding how a conditioned soul or a person who is still not in the point, a devotee who is not necessary, who is not in the perfected stage of life, how can we be situated in the progressive path of pure devotion? Yane prayashan udapasya namanta eva. Lord Brahma said, jivanti sammukharitam babadija bartam. That throwing away the impersonal conception of the absolute truth, so kicking any type of impersonal conceptions. Well, I'll read the verse, how I said the translation. Lord Brahma say, my dear Lord, those devotees who have thrown away the impersonal conception of the absolute truth and have therefore abandoned discussing empiric philosophical truth should hear from self-realized devotees about your holy name, form, pastimes and qualities. They should completely follow the principles of devotional service and remain free from illicit sex, gambling, intoxication and animal slaughter, surrendering themselves fully with body, words and minds. They can live in any ashram or social status. Indeed, you are conquered by such persons, although you are always unconquerable. So Lord Chaitanya at this point say, yes, this is it. Now go further. And Ramananda Roy went, you know, into much more elevated principles of Krishna Prema. But the power of being able to take shelter of devotees, to be able to understand the name, the qualities, and the passions of the Lord by hearing from them. That is the position. That is the position that Lord Chaitanya says, Tane Stita. Regardless of where we are, regardless of the position that we have, if we are Grihastas, Brahmacharis, Vanaprastas, Sannyasis, regardless if we're Brahmanas, Sudras, Vaishyas or Kshatriyas, we remain in that position and simply associate with pure devotees and listen from them. And then we can understand. So, through the mercy of the devotees, we can understand devotional service. We receive devotional service from the devotee. That's confirm it, you know, like Srila Prabhupada said, bhaktyamana vijanati, that only through devotional service it can be understood as it is. And how we receive that devotional service? Through the devotees. And so the demigods also says that if you don't have that, you know, exclusive means to actually understand the personality of God, then it's just simply speculation. You have no access. And in one sense, you know, sometimes we engage in this interfaith dialogues, you know, and relationships with other religions. And, you know, we try to highlight the universality of things, the inclusiveness of everything. And we like to appreciate people that are pursuing some devotion to God or devotion to God, that I said, the all pious. Krishna explains these are Sukritis, Sukritinas, people who are devoted. However, there is a difference. The Bhagavatam makes a difference between the dharma or the religion or the process or the knowledge that is explained in the Bhagavatam is exclusively about this supreme truth or the absolute truth exclusively. So in the beginning of the Bhagavatam we hear these two things, this paradharma and aparadharma or kaitava dharma. So paradharma means the supreme process of religion, aparadharma means inferior. Or another translation for that is sub-religious principles. And Kaitava Dharma means religions that are motivated by some material purpose. Materially motivated religion. The translation that Prabhupada gave is cheating religion. So the Bhagavatam completely rejects this apara or kaitava dharma. So what is it? Dharma projita kaita boatra. Kicked out. This process of religions are materially motivated. When the process of religions is materially motivated, you cannot understand. We don't have access. We don't have access to fully understand the name, the form, the qualities, and the persons of the Lord. I asked this question to His Holiness Ramaprasad Swami when I was explaining about this, that so what is that spiritual conception that we have when we're still affected by material motivations? Even as devotees, you know, in the beginning of our devotional service, we have mixed baggage. We still have some material motivations. So you say the spiritual conceptions are nominal, meaning that they are not realized.
knowledge that you have, but it's not realized knowledge. So as long as we have these material motivations, then we cannot understand fully. Therefore, in the sadhana bhakti, vaidhi bhakti process, we have to deal with rules and regulations because we have no taste for the holy name. We have no full access to understand the deity form. So we made all kinds of offenses, that type of thing. But, again, when we are under the umbrella of the devotees, hearing from them, sammukharitam, hearing from the devotees about the pastimes, associating with these devotees, guided by devotees, then we're in a progressive path. The progressive path of purifying ourselves, and as we purify ourselves, we start to get greater access to all the things, nama, rupa, guna, karma, of the Lord, to fully understand it. So the devotees under, who are under the shelter of devotees, pure devotees, are progressive. Without that shelter, which is the lotus feet of the Lord, then other process of religious have no understanding. Have no understanding. No understanding and no access. So, followers of the Vedas have no access to understand. Prabhupada makes a point in the purport. Even, you know, when you actually in contact with the historical facts, you still have no access. Access. You still can actually connect to the truth. So therefore, you know, it comes with all kinds of confusions and speculations. In fact, the Vedas are built like that. And we know from the history of the Vedas, from the Bhagavatam, how Vyasadeva compiled the Vedas. Within the Vedas, everything is there, is recorded. The purpose of the Vedas, you know, is established. Is there, but it's not clear. It's not perfectly clear because so many things are given, because it's as, you know, Krishna kindly arranged, is for different types of people in different levels of consciousness. So according to the desires and consciousness of people, there's a particular prescription that is given for people to actually being able to gradually elevate themselves. So according to the material motivations, then there is a particular process in which they can achieve their material desires. So the whole Karmakanda session is like that. So this Kaitava Dharma is what is there in the Vedas. Is taking the material desires of people and frame it or regulate it by religious principles. So then it can be progressive. But part of the recommendation of the Vedas is that they, for the particular desires of the particular type of people, a supreme being is recommended. So in the Shiva Puranas,
then the recommendation is that Lord Shiva is supreme. In the Markandeya Purana, the recommendation is that Goddess Kali is supreme. So, you know, in order to achieve a particular desire, then you worship this demigod, and is highlighted as a supreme person. Why the Vedas do that? Well, it's to help people without having the understanding, okay, this is the supreme, then they won't put their heart into the particular type of ritual that is required for them to achieve their desires and then their faith and etc., etc. So Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, he provides that. He provides the faith that they have in these demigods. So that's the Vedas, what to speak of, you know, other scriptures like the Bible and the Quran. In the Bible, for example, Lord Jesus Christ, he does teach us Sanatan Dharma in a very, very, simple way. Very, 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 very simple, simplistic. He even says in the Bible that there are so much things that I can teach you, but you're not ready to take it. But he also highlights the exclusivity. Basically, he is the all and all, and only through him. So he becomes, for Christians, the supreme. So similarly, you know, this falls into the Kaitava Dharma, you know, things. Therefore, for other religions, they can understand, they can enter into that relationship. It's very rarely, I would say can't, no, but very rarely, enter into the relationship with the name to go deeper into this name, qualities, form, and pastimes of the Lord. So we're very fortunate to receive from the devotee and from Krishna this process of bhakti. You know, what is it? Guru Krishna Prasade Pai Bhakti Lata Beach. Brahmanda Brahmite Kona Bhagyavan Jiva. Bhagyavan Jiva. That is great fortune to actually being able to receive this Bhakti Lata Beach. Any comments or questions? Keshava Prabhu.
Thank you, Swa. It was marvelous, and the purport is absolutely beautiful. I realize that when we get attracted to a person that we know, we react as mere mammals, no, a very primitive way. But when we start reading and understanding all this literature, transcendental literature about the Supreme, there are we do not react with our, in the mode of passion and with our senses, no? But with our soul and with our heart, and another type of love starts developing in ourselves that is supreme and is, and this exchanging and loving relationship with the Lord begins, and we start, and correct me if I'm right or not, is when we start like surrendering and we start realizing how important it is to establish this relationship, and we start understanding the bhakti process and devotional service, because there's a love that is healing and is love that is redeeming. It's not the passionate love that we feel for somebody that we were attracted to, but it's much more this developing of this love than we start realizing how important is the devotees association, instead of being all the way around associating and then understanding who God is. I don't know if I'm right or wrong. When we start reading ourselves and creating this bond with the Lord, and reading and cultivating ourselves on what we're getting into, is when we start looking for somebody else for guidance and understanding in a deeper way. Or is it all the way around? That's how I saw it just today.
Well, we have the great fortune that when we read, what we're reading is not only the scriptures, but we're reading the Bhaktivedanta purpose, which is direct association with Srila Prabhupada, which is exactly what brings, you know, this proper understanding. Without Srila Prabhupada, we have no access to the Srimad Bhagavatam, even if we're reading the Srimad Bhagavatam or Bhagavad Gita. Prabhupada explains that many people, they say, for example, you throw a name right there, Gandhi. You know, he's a revered personality in Indian history, but for his comments on Bhagavad Gita, he have no clue. So, that type of thing, you know. And then, what to speak of Bhagavad Gita, which is preliminary, the Bhagavatam. You know, the other day I was quoting, I showed to my wife, because, you know, video on the Tirupati temple, Tirupati, and then the head priest explaining about Lord Vishnu, and then he said, Vishnu is not a name, it's just an attribute. So it's not a person. Basically, this is a Sri Vaishnava high priest of the possibly, arguably, the biggest, you know, Vaishnava temple in the world. And he, you know, is talking about some impersonalism. You know, so it's a great thing, it's a great fortune that we have Srila Prabhupada. Yeah. And that Prabhupada, you know, as is explained, Prabhupada is the preeminent acharya in the age of Kali. And somehow or other, here we are, serving Srila Prabhupada. It's like mind-boggling. Any other? Jai Baladev Prabhu. By the way, happy birthday yesterday, Jai Baladev.
Jai, Hare Krishna, thank you. Usually nobody's here since everyone's in Gita Nagari during this period, but on Saturday is Jitendra's birthday. But nobody's usually here, so I'm letting everyone know now. So.
Jitendra's birthday.
May 26th, so. But nobody's here, so you have to say, be early birthday. So my common question is related to the verse. It says, one cannot understand the Lord by speculation, but only by love, devotional love and affection. And we could see that same circumstance or philosophy is easily applied to our life. We can't approach anyone by speculation, but only when we respect them, when we love them. And this reminds me of one pastime in the Bhagavatam. It's the ninth canto, chapter 8. I had an opportunity to review it since I had a briefly. But basically, long story short, there was one king named King Sagara, and he was performing a horse sacrifice. And Indra stole the horse. But he didn't know Indra stole it. Somebody stole it, but he didn't know who. So then he sent his sons, 1,000 sons, to look for the horse. So they searched all over the earth, planet. So then they came to the ashram of Lord Kapila. They didn't know he was an incarnation of Lord. And Indra framed Lord Kapila. The horse was right by his ashram. And they approached him, not by love, not by respect, but by speculation. He stole it. Kill him. And by this very speculation, they burned themselves to ashes. Sometimes it says that Lord Kapila burned, but by their own speculation, we could burn ourselves to ashes, get ourselves in a lot of trouble. And so then next King Sagara sent his grandson to look for the horse again because he still didn't receive it. So when King Sagara's grandson named Amushaman, he approached Lord Kapila. And he didn't approach him by saying, you stole it, nor did he ask him, did you steal the horse? He didn't ask him that. He just started respecting him, talking Krishna Katha. And so one of the lessons I got from this is described in the pastime is that the goal of life isn't horse bhakti. It isn't honor bhakti. It isn't control bhakti. These things like horses, popularity, control, they can be taken away from us, but our connection with Krishna can't be taken away from us. Ishwara sarvabhutanam hridesha arjuna tishati brahmayan sarvabhutani yancha rudani maya. Krishna says, I'm situated within your heart. I'm right here all the time, your power source. So why are you trying to connect to popularity, horses, stupid stuff? I'm the reservoir of all pleasure. A computer is only attractive when it's connected to its power source and unattractive when it's disconnected to our power source. So if I had to ask a question, what are some steps we can move to always stop speculating about others? And, you know, because honor, these things are not our power, so who cares? This rumor is true, that rumor is true, who cares? We're going to die. We could die tomorrow. It's not our power source. So what are some steps we can move to get off this, wasting our human form of life with these speculations and not approaching others with devotional love and respect?
Well, one is we can follow the example of Lord Kapiladev in that pastime, that Lord Kapiladev remained peaceful and unaffected. The sons of Sagar got burned by their own speculation. Lord Kapiladev was peaceful and unaffected. So if we are affected and we're not peaceful, we'll be in the same boat as the son of Sagar. So therefore, we always have to be introspective. You know, if you get affected and you get all bent out of shape, means that you are acting in your false ego. You are acting in your false ego, you forget. You forget transcendental knowledge, and therefore you start to speculate. So you are as much of a speculator as what you are choosing to be a speculator, in one sense. So, what kind of a step we can do? Well, we can start to control our false ego. We can try to control our false ego and remain somehow or other, you know, cultivate the principles that we want, or those principles you say, respect, love, tolerance, humility, you know, things. Show by example. So, you know, if someone is approaching us with disrespect or speculation or whatever, you know, then we respond, you know, in a way that is what we want. We consider the proper thing. So we have to be, you always turn towards yourself and you see, because
you know, what is the use of me worrying about someone else speculating when I'm like, you know, top speculator myself? You know, take care of, come on, how you say, the cleansing starts at home, no? So we start at home, we start with ourselves. Very quick, last one.
You had brought up that the even persons who are taking shelter, so to speak, of like in the Christian tradition, Jesus Christ, that it's a lot the material desires. I mean, they're looking through material desires, or those are how they're approaching even that personality. And you were contrasting it with the fact that spiritual masters in the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition are providing the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead because they're planting that seed of devotion. So I was just wondering, is it specifically the fact which you had mentioned that Jesus Christ didn't actually give that means for accessing the Supreme Personality of Godhead to followers? That is that barring or that bar that doesn't allow persons to truly be able to access bhakti or devotional service, or are there in fact actually just by virtue of the fact of taking shelter of somebody who's representing the Supreme Personality of Godhead also managing to access the Supreme Personality of Godhead, even though that phrase is not used in that tradition? I do understand it's a more impersonal idea. But are they not being able to access to, just by virtue of their shelter taking of that personality in that tradition?
They could, if they properly take shelter of the teachings of Lord Jesus. You know, the teachings of the Bibles are very preliminary. They don't have, it doesn't go, there is no much understanding of the qualities of God, just that He is a supreme being, He is the eldest, you know. So there's a lot of speculation that is left on. So, you know, Prabhupada says that because it is explained that he's the father and he's the first being, the oldest, then he should look like an old man. So, you know, then therefore, you know, in the basilica of in the Vatican, you know, the painting of Michelangelo, of God, the famous painting of, you know, the old man, you know, flying in the sky and, you know, standing like that, you know, it's an old man. So so there's all these speculations that is left. But what he did, because it's the capacity that people had at that time, is just to focus on him. So by taking shelter fully of his teachings, one can start to go a little further and further. So, however, now the whole Bible is polluted. You know, from the times of Constantine, there's so much, you know, of the teachings, the original teachings are just not there. So it's a whole thing, it's a whole man-made religion. So therefore, Kaitava. And the whole focus is on being, and this is most religious of the world, actually all religions of the world, the only scripture that give the Parandharma is Srimad Bhagavatam. The Bhagavad Gita gives it, but it's preliminary too, you know. But the Bhagavatam is single scripture that gives access in total to the Summum Bonum. Everything else it remains external. You know, it is polluted by some motivations, you know, and it goes in different levels. So, is that answer? Okay. I'm going to stop here because it's way past time. Can discuss further later. Garantara Shimon Bhagavatam Ki Jai.